Pānui newsletter about a social investment fund redress bill and progress July 2025 to December 2025. Adapted in 2026 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page. Mā whakarongo me ako ka huri te tai. Crown response to the abuse and care inquiry. 7th of May 2026. This Pānui newsletter is from the Crown Response Office. We coordinate, monitor and report on the government's response to the Abuse and Care Royal Commission of Inquiry. In this newsletter, we have provided an update about the Crown's response to the Royal Commission's recommendations. Changes to redress process. Changes will be made to the Redress System for Abuse and Care Bill. Redress Bill for survivors seeking redress who are terminally ill or die before their redress claim is complete. The Redress Bill provides a new process for redress claims from survivors with certain serious violent and/or sexual offences and who have been sentenced to 5 or more years in prison for that offence. This process would be overseen by an independent decision maker to determine that a financial payment would not bring the scheme into disrepute. The changes in the Redress Bill will provide the independent redress officer with the discretion to exempt a survivor from this serious offender process if they have a terminal illness with a prognosis of less than 6 months. This ensures survivors are not unfairly disadvantaged or delayed by the process and that terminally ill survivors have an opportunity to settle their affairs before they die. Another change allows families or estates of survivors to continue redress claims if, after registering a redress claim, a survivor dies before the serious offender process is complete. This aligns with how state redress agencies respond to claims from survivors who are not serious offenders. These additional changes will be made to the redress bill through an amendment paper. As a reminder, there is another amendment paper to implement the government's decision to extend the state redress system to include mental health redress claims after July 1993, as mentioned in our previous Pānui. Click on the link https://tinyurl.com/5f3kkxet. Progress on the Crown response, 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of December 2025. Crown response agencies have provided an update on their progress in response to the Abuse and Care Royal Commission of Inquiry recommendations. The updates are for the period the 1st of July 2025 to the 31st of December 2025. Highlights during this period include 1. The Kornai Online Records Support Service supported over 1,000 survivor/care experienced people with their record requests. 2. Legislative changes to strengthen protections for vulnerable adults were progressed and finalised. The Crimes Act 1961 was amended to include disability in the definition of a vulnerable adult. This change was made through the Responding to Abuse and Care Legislation Amendment Bill and received royal assent on the 24th of October 2025. 3. The State Redress New Zealand website was launched and a Redress Implementation Plan was published. And 4. On the National Day of Reflection, 12th of November 2025, 62 events were held nationwide, supported by a $1 million community fund. You can read the full report here. Click on the link https://tinyurl.com/mrmf3yk6. More information. Please feel free to share this Pānui newsletter. People can sign up to receive these updates. Email. Click on the link contact@abuseinquiryresponse.govt.nz with Pānui newsletter in the email subject line. Right. Crown Response Office. Te Kawa Mataho Public Service Commission. PO Box 329 Wellington 6140. Or if you no longer want to receive the Pānui newsletters, please write to us and unsubscribe. Alternate formats of the Pānui newsletter can be found on the Crown Response Office website. Type in the short URL, click on the link https://tinyurl.com/j444kpsa. End of document.